Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us for this morning's podcast of the Mockingbird Insider, where today we will be interviewing the one and only Mr. Atticus Finch. My name is Skyla Maycomb-Rimple.
And I'm Sam Radley Rosen.
So, how are you today, Mr. Finch?
I'm great, thank you. Thankful to be here.
And we're excited to have you. So, to get us started, I will let the audience know that today we will be asking you questions about the late Mr. Tom Robinson, the man who you defended in court and sadly lost his life after being convicted by the jury.
Yes, that was a very emotional time in my life. Tom was a righteous family man.
Indeed he was. So, for my first question, why were you so passionate about defending Tom Robinson in court, even though he was a Negro?
Well, I don't view anyone in this world differently because of their race. I believe that Tom deserved a fair trial, regardless of the fact that he was a Negro, because he is still a human being worth the respect in a courtroom.
Is this because you have a Negro woman working in your home?
No, I would not say that. I respect Negroes because of Calpurnia, as I respected Negroes before I hired her to work in my home. However, she is a contributor to us, why I think of so highly of many Negroes in Macomb.
So, what do you think about people who do not respect Negroes in Macomb, such as Bob Ewell?
Bob Ewell was a man with his own experiences and opinions that I did not agree with. I am very aware that I live in a society in which whites are seen as superiors to blacks, but I do not feel compelled to live that way, and I will not raise my children to live that way either.
Understood, Mr. Finch. My next topic is about Tom Robinson's court trial. How do you feel about the verdict, the judge, the jury, the prosecution, and your defendant, Tom Robinson?
Well, I feel that Tom and I did everything that we could, and when we put in the hands of the jury, I felt our case was disrespected and the wrong decision was made. I am incredibly grateful that I was appointed to this case, as it shows that the court tried to help Tom Robinson. It was a step in the right direction. In regards to Judge Taylor and Mr. Gilmore, I have no issue with it. And I have nothing but pity for Mayella and how her father had beaten her.
If you could have decided what the jury would have said, what would you propose?
Wow. Well, I am positive that I would deem Tom Robinson innocent and would require the court to give his family some money for the trouble. I would arrest Bob Ewell for domestic abuse. That's all I am certain about at the moment.
Reasonable. If Bob Ewell was still alive, would you go to court accusing him of abusing Mayella as its own case?
I would not. I would rather leave it alone.
Okay, Mr. Finch, I have a new question for you.
Ask away.
But before I do, I want to ask about the kids, Jean, Louise, and Jem. How are they handling everything that happened?
Well, Jem's arm is recovering quite nicely, but the results of the trial angered him, as did Scout, but she was a little too young to fully grasp it. When she did grasp, however, she was correct upon. Their little friend Dill was very emotional after the trial, and they all asked me a lot of questions after, but they're fine now.
I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Finch. The whole county was worried sick about your sweet children.
That's very kind, but there is no need to worry anymore.
Fantastic. So I would next like to address the aftermath. For listeners at home, if you are unaware, Tom Robinson was shot and killed trying to escape from prison, so Atticus Finch and Calpurnia went to tell Helen Robinson about the tragedy. What emotions were you feeling when you found out about Tom's death, and what was your experience telling Helen Robinson?
Well, I was instantly saddened and disappointed. I was going to apply for an appeal, and I told Tom to stay hopeful, but his impulses got the better of him. I felt like I had let him down. Telling Mrs. Helen Robinson was heartbreaking, and I felt horrible for their family in their time of grief.
As do I. Why did you bring Calpurnia along with you?
I thought that she could help with an emotional support and could connect with her.
Sure, Mr. Finch. I'm sorry to bother you about the death of Tom Robinson. I know you thought very highly of him.
I did, but it's okay for me to talk about him.
Great. How would you describe Tom Robinson to the people who did not know him?
I would describe Tom Robinson as a man who was respectful, well-mannered, hard-working, and honest. He could have made great leaps and bounds in Macomb if he was still here with us today.
How so, Mr. Finch?
Well, he could have been a major unifier between the black and the white communities in Macomb. He could have given more power to the Negroes and sparked inspiration and hope in their lives.
I'm still not following, sir.
See, it this way. If I had applied for an appeal and we had won, it would have shown that what's right will win in the end. It would have given the Negroes more hope and joy and trust in the legal system. But none of that can happen now because Tom Robinson is dead.
Wow. I never thought of it in that way.
Most people don't, sir.
Indeed. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Atticus Finch, and for answering my questions today.
It was my pleasure.
Signing off from the Maycomb Insider, your center for news and blues that soothes so you never lose.